This is Morning Edition on CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Well, of course, during this busy season of holiday gatherings, there's news of a virus spreading. This one can be serious. RSV, a respiratory virus that infects the nose, throat, and lungs, is on the rise in Colorado. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Infants and older adults are more likely to develop severe RSV and need to be hospitalized. The health department says more than 30 people are hospitalized with RSV, and it's being detected widely in wastewater. Dr. Sarah Lacey, a pediatrician with Sapphire Pediatrics in Denver, is also seeing a lot of colds.
We just really need to be very mindful as we are thinking about these holiday gatherings. If you're sick, your kid is sick, the best thing to do is to stay home.
She also recommends good hand washing. The CDC recommends RSV immunizations to protect infants, some young children, and older adults. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Two environmental consultants falsified environmental data about nearly 350 oil and gas cleanup sites in Weld County. That's according to state regulators. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Colorado oil and gas regulators revealed the issue in November. The state agency accused two environmental consultants, Tasman Geosciences and Eagle Environmental Consulting, of altering soil and water quality test results from oil and gas spills and closed drilling sites. On Friday, the state released a map of those locations and said it had no information on a possible motive. It also announced plans to investigate sites near cities and towns, places where the state thought there was no longer any environmental issue. Regulators are considering fines and criminal charges. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
An employee of the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee was put on administrative leave last week. That's after young biathletes reported being sexually abused. The Colorado Springs-based committee is conducting an internal investigation into the allegations. The victims of the alleged abuse have described a culture of abuse in Olympic biathlon dating back to the 1990s.